Chapter 20, Geography.
第20章, 地理.
Unit 20, Geography. Conversations. Part 1.
Bing, an American tourist in Edinburgh for the Edinburgh Festival, has arranged to meet someone at the Greyfriars, Bobby, a public house, but he can't find it. He's walking east along Princes Street.
Oh, excuse me, madam?
Yes?
I wonder if you could help me. I'm trying to find a pub called Greyfriars Bobby. It's on the Mond, somewhere down this, off the street.
Well, that's right. Have you got a map there? We can have a look at it.
Yes, madam, right here.
I'll just show you on it. It's quite easy. Now, you're just here in Princes Street. What you have to do is to walk along a little bit and then turn right. And you go up the mound. You see up the hill there, there's a build.
Oh, yeah, the Mond. The Mond is the name of a road, isn't it? I see.
Uh-huh.
That's right, and you walk past the assembly hall. Can you see there up on the hill, if you just look up to your right there?
That big building up there. Okay.
That's right. You just keep on walking past, and you go across the High Street, or the Royal Mile, as we call it.
Across it, and you cross over it?
That's right. You just keep going, and up on your right-hand side, you'll see a little monument, and that's the monument to Greyfriars Bobby. You know, there was a wee dog.
Oh, yeah, the dog.
Well, if you just go in there, the pub is just next door. I think you'll find it quite easily.
Great. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Part 2. Tom and Susan spent a few days in London last month. They left their car at home and stayed in a good hotel in the center of town. They spent a lot of money. This is what happened the day they went home.
Why do we have to walk to the station? And where is it?
It's just down that road, I think.
Look, there's a policeman. Ask him the way.
All right. Excuse me, can you tell me the way to Waterloo Station? Yes. Walk down this road. Take the first turning on the left. Then walk until you come to the river and... The river? Yes. You can't see it very clearly from here. When you come to it, there's a bridge. Just walk across it. Follow the signs that say, To Waterloo Station. You can't miss it. And is it very far? I mean, how long does it take to walk there? About 15 minutes, if you walk quickly. I see. Thank you very much. Not at all.
15 minutes? And with these heavy suitcases, too? I think we ought to take a taxi.
Not at this hour. Look at the traffic. It's moving very slowly. We can get there just as quickly as on foot.
Well, I can't possibly carry this case any farther.
All right, let me take it then.
Don't be silly. You can't carry your case and mine as well.
Yes, I can. The cases aren't that heavy.
You see, they're heavier than you thought.
Perhaps it's not such a bad idea after all.
What isn't such a bad idea? What do you mean?
Taxi! Taxi!
Part 3. Jane is a foreign visitor who wants information about how to visit places in Britain. Now, she is asking an assistant at the tourist office.
Morning, can I help you?
Yes, what's the best way of getting to Windsor, please? Is there a bus from central London?
Well, there are Green Line buses. Or, of course, there are guided coach tours, but they're more expensive.
What's a Green Line bus?
Oh, they're green buses, single-decker buses, that go farther out
than the double-decker buses.
Red buses, which you see in central London.
Thanks. I'm sorry, but I have another question. Can we go to Greenwich by boat?
Yes, you can get a boat from Westminster Pier. Oh, but that's not in the winter, I'm afraid. You'll have to go by train.
The underground?
No, an ordinary train from Charing Cross Station. There's no tube to Greenwich.
Thank you. And one final question? What's the best way of getting to Hatfield? Do we need a train there, too?
No, you can go by Green Line. Here's a leaflet with all the details.
Passage. Earthquake prediction. Humans are forever forgetting that they cannot control nature. Exactly 20 years ago, a Time magazine cover story announced that scientists are on the verge of being able to predict the time, place, and even the size of earthquakes. The people who are suffering from quakes learned last week how wrong that assertion was. Two of the main instruments in use to predict earthquakes are seismographs and tilt meters. The former records any shaking of the earth. By means of calculations, experts can give their predictions on earthquakes. The latter, as the name suggests, is used to record any changes in the tilt of the land. However, neither has yet to discover a uniform warning signal that preceded all quakes, let alone any sign that would tell whether the coming tremble is mild or a killer. Earthquake formation can be triggered by many factors, says Tom Hocking, an expert on earthquake at the California Institute of Technology. The actual cause of quake itself is the breaking apart of rocks at or below the Earth's surface. It is believed by scientists that two of the many reasons are the expansion and contraction of the Earth's crust and continental drift, which are both complex processes. So, finding one all-purpose warning sign is impossible. One reason, quakes start deep in the earth. So, scientists cannot study them directly. If an early sign of quake is found, it would still be impossible to warn humans in advance of all dangerous quakes. Places like Japan and California are puzzled with hundreds, if not thousands, of minor faults. Prediction would be less important if scientists could easily build structures to withstand shakes. While engineering on earthquakes has improved dramatically in the past 10 to 15 years, every new quake reveals new weaknesses in quake-resistant structures, says an expert at Brown University. In Kobe, for example, a highway that opened only last year was damaged. In the Northridge earthquake, on the other hand, well-built structures generally did not collapse. A recent report in Science adds yet more anxiety about life on the faulty lines. Researchers ran computer simulations to see how quake-resistant buildings would fare in a moderate-sized earthquake, taking into account that much of a quake's energy travels in a large pulse of focused shaking. The results, both steel frame buildings and buildings that sit on insulating rubber pads, suffered severe damage. More research will help experts design stronger structures and possibly find early signs. But it is still a certainty that the next earthquake will prove once again that every fault cannot be monitored, and every highway cannot be completely quake-proofed.
Words and expressions. On the verge of.
Predict.
Assertion.
Instrument.
Seismograph.
Tilt meter.
Ladder.
Uniform.
Precede.
Let alone.
Tremble.
Mild.
Formation.
Trigger.
Factor.
Contraction.
Crust.
Continental.
Drift.
Process.
Minor.
Withstand.
Dramatically.
Reveal.
Resistant.
Collapse.
Anxiety.
Simulation.
Fair.
Moderate.
Pulse.
Frame.
Insulating.
Pad.
Severe.
Quake-proofed.
Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension. Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the four possible choices.
A. 1. How many countries have you been to?
Australia, America, and Austria. I'll be back home in Japan next week.
2. I hear you've been to Russia in 1990s, Mr. White. Was that your first visit?
No, it was not my first visit to Russia. I had visited Russia twice before 1980.
3. Do you always have weather like this in January?
Generally, it is much colder than this. But I can't remember when we had such a snowy day.
4. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the airport?
Sorry, I'm a stranger here too.
5. Where shall I plant these seeds, Jack?
Let me see. In front of the house? No, I think right here would be better.
6. Excuse me, where is the closest place to eat?
Down the street, about 4 blocks. I can take you there if you like. B. Jane! Imagine seeing you here.
Jack! Glad to see you, too. I haven't seen you for ages.
You know, I've been hoping to get a hold of you. Would you be able to come over this Friday? My sister just returned from a trip to Canada. She'll be staying with Sue for a few days. I thought you two might like to get to know each other, since you two are both botanists.
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't. I have to go up to my younger brother's graduation on Friday, right after work. It takes about 4 hours to get to Seattle, you know.
Seattle? I thought you were from Portland.
No, I just lived there for a few years.
Well, it's really too bad you can't make it. When my sister was in Canada, she spent the whole time taking pictures of plants. I can't believe how good some of them are.
Is there any chance that you could ask her to stay around for a little bit longer? I'll be getting back early Sunday.
I doubt whether we can get her to stay much longer. She is busy.
Well, if I can't get hold of her this time, maybe I'll have to wait till the next time she comes around.
See. How do you do?
How do you do? What can I do for you?
Well, I've just got off an international flight, and I'm not sure which mode of transport I should make use of on my trip. So I need some advice.
Go on, please.
I am planning to travel to some famous places, Beijing, Xi'an, and Weilin in China. Which mode of transport is the best for me?
Well, that depends on how much time and money you're going to spend on your trip.
I see. I am traveling at my expense. So I want to save to both time and money spent on my way.
Oh, I know what you mean. Now that you're in Beijing, you should visit the Great Wall, the Summer Palace, the Imperial Palace, and Tiananmen Square as well. During your trip in Beijing, make use of the underground, which is faster and cheaper.
How can I get to Xi'an? You know, I have to go to Beijing after I've finished all my traveling.
Well, it's much cheaper to take a train to Xi'an than to fly. In my opinion, you should take the train to Xi'an and then to Guilin. You will not only save money, but also have a close, beautiful, scenic trip. After that, fly directly from Guilin to Beijing.
Good. That's a really good idea. I'll do as you have suggested. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Supplementary reading. Rivers and lakes in the United States. Lying between the Appalachian Mountains and the Rocky Mountains is one of the world's greatest continental rivers, the Mississippi. The Mississippi rises in the lake region in North Minnesota and flows south to the Gulf of Mexico. It is 3,782 kilometers long. But if it is measured from the source of its chief headstream, the Missouri, it is over 6,000 kilometers before it joins the Mississippi at St. Louis. Another major river which flows from the rainy east at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and joins the Mississippi at Cairo, Illinois, is the River Ohio. It is about 1,500 kilometers long. These rivers are very important in American life. The Mississippi has been called the Father of Waters, or Old Man River. The Mississippi and its tributaries drain one of the richest farm areas in the world. They form a 19,000 kilometer system of waterways that are connected to the Great Lakes in the north by canals and serve as a means of transportation and as a source of fertility to the soil. But just like the Yellow River in China, the Mississippi has frequently flooded its banks and caused much destruction. The Ohio River has been called the American Ruhr after the Ruhr River in Germany. As in Germany, the area along the river is rich in valuable deposits of high-grade cooking coal and is well known for its steel industry. The river provides cheap water transportation for raw materials. On the Pacific side, there are two great rivers, the Colorado in the south and the Columbia, which rises in Canada. The Colorado River rises in the snow-capped Rocky Mountains. It flows 2,330 kilometers through mountains, plateaus, and deep canyons, and empties itself into the Gulf of California. In the dry western country, both rivers are vital sources of life. The Colorado drains an enormous area. All the farms and cities of the southwestern corner of the country depend on its water. Today, a system of dams has been built on the river to supply water and electricity for farms, factories, and homes. The Rio Grande River rises in the southern Rocky Mountains and flows to the Gulf of Mexico. It is about 3,200 kilometers long and forms a natural boundary between Mexico and the United States. Other well-known rivers include the Hudson, which meets the Atlantic Ocean at New York City, and the Potomac, bordering the national capital of Washington. The most important lakes in the United States are the Great Lakes. They are Lake Superior, which is the largest freshwater lake in the world, Lake Michigan, the only one entirely in the U.S., Lake Huron, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario. They are all located between Canada and the United States, except Lake Michigan. These lakes are joined together by canals and the Atlantic Ocean, forming a complete system of waterways. Even though the cities on the Great Lakes are over 1,600 kilometers away from the sea, they can be reached by ships from the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. The Great Lakes are the economic lifeline of the Midwest. They provide cheap transportation for materials such as iron ore, coal, and grain. The Upper Lakes region is a land of great natural wealth, whereas the Lower Lakes region is a land of industries. The cheap and easy transportation between these two regions is of great importance.